The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Now, Gardaí are looking to question a number of men and women in connection with a savage attack on a young mother in County Tipperary. And for more on this, I am joined by David Rally, freelance journalist. Good evening to you, David. Tell us what we know about what happened here.
Well, at about 5:30 last Saturday evening, a young mother who's been named locally as Scarlett Faulkner was viciously attacked by the side of the R494 road between the village of Bird Hill in County Tipperary and the M7 motorway. Ms. Faulkner suffered what sources said were catastrophic head injuries in this roadside attack. I understand Ms. Faulkner, who is a member of the travelling community in Limerick City, had been travelling in a vehicle on this road, the R494, which was then intercepted by another vehicle, and she was then attacked on the roadside by at least one or more persons. Now, videos have been shared across social media appearing to show the attack in progress. Gardaí have said that these videos have been shared and they've asked people not to share them, but instead to pass them to the investigation team. They appear to show a female striking a person who is lying on the roadway with a stick or a bat, and a male is shown carrying what appears to be a hatchet or an axe. It's quite a chaotic scene. It appears to have been filmed by a person in a vehicle passing the scene at the time. The emergency services were alerted, and Ms. Faulkner, who is in her 20s, was treated at the roadside by HSE paramedics. She was then airlifted from the scene by a Coast Guard rescue helicopter to University Hospital Limerick, and she was later transferred to Cork University Hospital, where there is a specialist head trauma unit treating her. I understand this evening that Ms. Faulkner's condition remains gravely ill at Cork University Hospital. Now, the investigating Gardaí closed off the R494 where this attack occurred. They conducted forensic and technical examinations of the roadway throughout the weekend. Members of Miss Faulkner's family have asked for people to pray for her, that she will survive the attack, first of all, and that she will make a full recovery. They're still hoping. A brother of Miss Faulkner's wrote on Facebook, "Come on, sister, please, can you do this? Everyone, please say a prayer for my sister, Scarlett." He said, "I love you, sister." A sister of Scarlett's wrote, "I love you with all my heart. You will always be my best friend, big sister, and my heart is shattered in 1 million pieces." And a cousin also asked that everyone please say prayers for my cousin Scarlett Faulkner, that she makes a full recovery. Now, the motive for this attack remains unclear. However, Gardaí have appealed for witnesses because this was a particularly savage attack in broad daylight on the side of a road. And Gardaí are hoping that information will help them with their inquiries. They're looking to speak to and question a number of people involved, a number of men and women who appeared in these videos which have been shared on social media. Gardaí have appealed for anyone who was on the R494 between Bird Hill and the M7 motorway between 5 and 6 o'clock last Saturday, who may have camera footage, dash cam footage, mobile phone footage, to make that footage available to Nina Garda Station. And in an updated statement yesterday, Gardaí said they were specifically seeking information on the movements of two vehicles. These vehicles are a grey 162 registered Ford Transit van and a blue 161 registered Volkswagen Touran people carrier. Now, these vehicles, Gardaí suspect, were involved were used by the people involved in this attack. Gardaí said the both vehicles had been travelling in convoy or driving dangerously between around 4:30 and 5:30 last Saturday in and around Bird Hill village and the surrounding townlands. Gardaí, as I said they are aware of video footage of the attack circulating online, and they've asked members of the public to pass that to the investigating team.
And maybe finally, David, these cars that are travelling in convoy, driving erratically around the area at the time, is it your understanding that these two cars intercepted Scarlett Faulkner's own vehicle, cut her off, and then forcibly removed her from the car? Is that what's being, I suppose, put out there as the likely scenario of this attack?
I believe there were a number of vehicles involved. Gardaí are remaining somewhat tight-lipped on which vehicle would have intercepted any other vehicle. They have appealed, though, directly to people about this grey 162 registered Ford Transit van that was seen at the scene of this attack yesterday, in which there was, in this video, a female appears to be grabbing the handle of the driver's door of the van and is standing next to a male who was brandishing a hatchet. They're being approached by two or three males from a Volkswagen Touran people carrier who are brandishing swords. So the vehicles that Gardaí are searching for and are looking for information for are certainly, from the Garda point of view, involved in directly in this incident. And they were seen, the Garda, you say, travelling in convoy.
All right.
And driving dangerously in and around the Bird Hill village and the townlands of Culleen, Craig Cross, Shower Cross, Kylebeg, Anaholty, Thornhill, all in that North County Tipperary area. But they are, Nina Garda are investigating this. So Nina Garda are appealing for anyone who has information to contact them.
Absolutely. And not to share the videos, because they are deeply disturbing videos and footage indeed. Thank you very much for joining us on that. That is David Rowley, their freelance journalist.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.